You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Reading about this guy named Jared Isaacson. He founded a credit card processing company a few years ago, and it made him a few bucks. In fact, it made him a billionaire. And it made him so wealthy that he was able to buy out all the seats on the first civilian SpaceX flight that's going to be launched in October. So he's going to be on board, and he's going to use all these seats that he bought to raise some money for the St. Jude Children's Hospitals this month.
That's
in fact,
great.
He's even going to air a commercial during the Super Bowl that's kind of pimping this contest that he's doing. Four seats on the flight, Jeremy. Anybody who donates to the St. Jude Children's Hospitals this month, during the month of February, will be entered into a random drawing for one seat on the flight.
That's pretty darn cool.
And I was looking at, he's obviously got quite a warm place in his heart. He's already donated something like $100 million to that hospital. The two remaining seats, so besides the person who makes a donation and gets selected at random, and Jared himself, the two remaining seats, one will be filled by a healthcare worker at St. Jude, and then another one will be one of the business owners who uses his credit card processing company.
Oh, okay.
So he'll use it as a way of kind of pimping his business.
What a great promotion all the way around.
I think it's really cool.
Yep, very good.
So a few minutes ago, Taylor Swift, she's got a very busy legal team because she's either getting sued by people or she is suing people. There's a story that I was reading that was listing all of the various lawsuits over the years.
Ugh.
Been quite a few. That is the part of her success that probably does keep her up at night, all the legal
crap. And it's probably costing her a pretty penny to fight all this stuff.
So there's a theme park in Utah that's called Evermore Parks. Well, if you've been keeping up, Taylor's latest album is called Evermore. So now the theme park filed a lawsuit against Tay-Tay, accusing her of trademark infringement.
Oh, gosh.
Her lawyers said this is baseless, and they refused to comply with a cease and desist letter that the park sent to Tay-Tay back in December. This park has only been around since 2018. It features, quote, costumed actors and performers.
Oh, my favorite.
Just the kind of place I want to go.
LARPing.
Their CEO, though, said that once Taylor's album was released, search results for the theme park dropped on Google, while the majority instead went to the new album. In other words, if you typed in Evermore, in the past, it might bring up their park. Now suddenly all the search results are going to Taylor Swift.
He's also alleged
that the Evermore album title infringes on the park's merchandise designs also.
Merchandise. All right, dude. Looking for some cash.
Good luck to him, my friend. What else is trending?
Here's the latest warning for posting things on social media. This time around, it's your vaccine card if you get the COVID-19 vaccination shot. I've seen a lot of these on my thread, actually. People are going out getting the shot, posting the card there on their Facebook. I got my shot. Well, now scammers are taking these photos, which includes your full name and birthday, place where you got vaccinated, a lot of personal information, and they can take that and basically hack things that are yours. Yeah. So now they're saying, don't do that. Just post the little sticker that says I got vaccinated, or just change your profile picture to a syringe or something fun like that, you know?
Or you gotta be careful. Go on with your life.
Or just live your life, Dom. Thank you very much for saying that.
You don't need to document everything that you do in your life.
You really, really don't. So there's a warning there.
Maybe it's a bigger topic for our show sometime. I'm going to make a note about this. I do have a couple of friends where it finally dawned on me that on social media, they now document
everything
that happens.
Yeah. I know a lot of those people, but I don't know.
There'll be like 12 posts a day.
Makes them happy,
I guess.
Just went potty. Here's some of your crap on celebrities. The nominees for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. The Netflix movie Mank, which I have not seen, and the Netflix TV show The Crown came out on top with 6 nominations each. Basically, Netflix is going to just sit back and enjoy a massive haul of nominations. I think they got something like 42 different nominations. So that's what everybody's watching, because during the pandemic, I mean, that's kind of where everybody was plunking down and watching all this stuff. The Trial of Chicago 7 was the second most nominated movie, and that was a good movie. I did watch that.
I need to watch that.
It's pretty good.
I will tell you, speaking of Netflix, last night we sat down and watched the first 2 episodes of the one that everyone's talking about called The Imposters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any good?
Loved it.
Okay, good. My mom was recommending that one to me. I was like, okay, Mom.
Well, what Gretchen pointed out, she goes, you know, we've been watching a lot of grim, heavy stuff. Like, I was telling you about that criminal show where they, like, it's all about the interrogation
room. Love the murder, death, kill shows.
Gretchen really likes murder, death. I like more serious drama. But this has got, it's just
dark
the right
comedy,
amount of
though,
humor.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. So,
all right, I do want to check that out.
I recommend it.
Hey, if you've been thinking about getting a diamond pierced into your forehead, thinking that you'd be the first one to do that and you'd look so cool, too bad. Rapper.
Too late.
Rapper's already done it. I think I'm pronouncing this right. Lil Uzi Vert, huh? Just put a natural pink diamond into his forehead. They say it's about 10 to 11 carats. He's claiming it's worth $24 million. It's being held in place by some sort of long bar. And then when the swelling goes down, this story says he's going to replace it with a shorter bar so the diamond doesn't move. I don't know the logistics behind mounting a diamond on your forehead.
How much is the diamond worth?
$24
million. Well, aren't you just inviting somebody to cut your head off?
Yes, you are. There's pictures and videos going around. It is right smack dab in the middle of his eyes, and it's a big mamma jamma. And
I'm not going to ever do that.
I don't ever want to do that. Real quick, I'll give you one final celebrity thing. E! News is claiming that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are no longer speaking. They're preparing for a divorce. They're separated, and the big red flag is that Kanye went back to their house and moved his entire sneaker collection out of the house.
Sources claim
he's got more than 500 pairs of sneakers. And when the sneakers go, Kanye goes.
He could have a nice chat with Josh, our producer. How big is his collection?
Probably,
did he say 400?
Probably approaching Kanye territory.
We'll have to ask him, because I thought Josh said he had 300 or 400 pairs.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Here's something to do if you're really bored today. Make your way over to our Facebook. This isn't our clickbait, but it's making the rounds. A woman in Australia posted a photo of a half of an avocado, and it's pretty much impossible to tell if it has the pit, the seed, or the pit. You can't tell, you know? It's like this latest optical illusion thing making the way through the internet. Already a bunch of comments on it this morning on our page. Nobody can decide. And it's one of those things where if you stare at it, it starts jacking with your eyes. It's like, is the seed there or is it gone? I don't know. I can't tell. And then finally, Dom, let me give you Fat America. Let me scroll down here. This is coming from a writer for a website called thetakeout.com who is arguing that it should not be taboo to drink half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says we're pounding down other dairy products that are fatty, like whipped cream and pasta with butter and ice cream. He's like, why not dump half and half like on your cereal or dump cookies into it? He says it's fine. I couldn't
you
do
first,
it.
You first, buddy.
Yeah, you first. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted the new viral trend that people are sharing right now, and it has to do with your nightstand, and it's this whole string of stuff from BuzzFeed. It started when a woman showed a picture of her nightstand and how beautifully, you know, presented it was. There was an expensive alarm clock, a candle, a plant. It looked real nice. And then she took a picture of her boyfriend's side, which was just a disaster. Empty bottles, cords, all sorts of stuff. And now people are going back and forth.
He also had a bottle of something
else.
Well,
I didn't want to talk about that. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Find out what the bottle of something else was. Just search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.